One of the most famous opera singers in the world, Plácido Domingo, has just changed his singing voice. His first performance with his new lower singing range of Verdi's opera Simon Boccanegra has just opened in Berlin to rave reviews, with some members of the audience openly weeping with joy. One newspaper review said Domingo singing baritone instead of tenor was the equivalent of changing water into wine. But just how revolutionary is it for a famous opera star to sing a bit lower? A question David Whitty put to Andrew Watts, Professor of Singing at the Guildhall School of Music in London, and an opera singer himself.
Revolutionary, yes. Exciting, yes. I mean, every time Domingo sings, it's exciting. He's been doing it for as long as I can remember.
Well, he's 68 years old, isn't he?
68 is the official version, yeah. Give or take, you know, two or three maybe, either way,
right,
who knows?
Right. Now, many of our listeners won't know the difference between tenor and baritone. What is the difference? He's singing, he's still singing, he's still singing in opera.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the basic difference is that there are three or four type of male voices, the highest one being a countertenor, which is higher than Domingo. Then there'll be a tenor, then there'll be a baritone, and then there'll be a bass. And what Domingo's done is simply, as with age, because the voice is just a muscle, may have decided that actually I'm going to sing something that's slightly more comfortable and not quite so high anymore. And also, as he ages, nobody really wants to see gentlemen of a certain age playing, you know, a 20-year-old lover with a big sword opposite, you know. There has to be some kind of reality somewhere along the line.
So as you get older, is there actually a change that happens in all of our voices if you sing?
I think so. I mean, I think voices change all the time on a daily basis. You know, one day you can be singing something and it feels great, the next day it's not so great, because it is a muscle. I mean, some people run faster on one day and some people run slower on another day.
I think we need to illustrate this. How do I tell whether I'm a tenor or a baritone?
That's a $1 million question. I mean,
it's not actually clear.
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, as a singing teacher, you come across, someone says, well, tell me what I am. Well, you actually can't. It depends what the voice will do. You know, you can't say, I'm a tenor, I'm this, I'm that. I started life as a countertenor. I never knew what one of those was until someone said, you are one.
And a countertenor is higher than
a
tenor.
It's the sort of the thing before or just after the castrati.
Can you sing a scale as a countertenor?
Yeah, if I was going to sing a scale, I'd do... Maybe.
That's a fantastic noise. Wow.
Thank you.
And as a tenor...
And a baritone would be... So it's a different mix of colour, a different mix of range. However, the interesting thing with dealing with Domingo, his tenor voice has never been what you would call a traditional tenor colour. It's always been slightly special. It's always had this sort of darkening colour in the middle and the bottom. So therefore, going into a baritone role is probably quite a nice little thing to do.
Segment 1. One of the most famous opera singers in the world, Plácido Domingo, has just changed his singing voice. His first performance with his new lower singing range of Verdi's opera Simon Boccanegra has just opened in Berlin to rave reviews, with some members of the audience openly weeping with joy. One newspaper review said Domingo singing baritone instead of tenor was the equivalent of changing water into wine. But just how revolutionary is it for a famous opera star to sing a bit lower? A question David Whitty put to Andrew Watts, Professor of Singing at the Guildhall School of Music in London, and an opera singer himself.
Revolutionary, yes. Exciting, yes. I mean, every time Domingo sings, it's exciting. He's been doing it for as long as I can remember.
Well, he's 68 years old, isn't he?
68 is the official version, yeah. Give or take, you know, two or three maybe, either way,
right,
who knows?
Right.
Segment 2.
Now, many of our listeners won't know the difference between tenor and baritone. What is the difference? He's singing, he's still singing, he's still singing in opera.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the basic difference is that there are three or four type of male voices, the highest one being a countertenor, which is higher than Domingo. Then there'll be a tenor, then there'll be a baritone, and then there'll be a bass. And what Domingo's done is simply, as with age, because the voice is just a muscle, may have decided that actually I'm going to sing something that's slightly more comfortable and not quite so high anymore. And also, as he ages, nobody really wants to see gentlemen of a certain age playing, you know, a 20-year-old lover with a big sword opposite, you know. There has to be some kind of reality somewhere along the line.
Segment 3.
So as you get older, is there actually a change that happens in all of our voices if you sing?
I think so. I mean, I think voices change all the time on a daily basis. You know, one day you can be singing something and it feels great. The next day it's not so great because it is a muscle. I mean, some people run faster on one day and some people run slower on another day.
I think we need to illustrate this. How do I tell whether I'm a tenor or a baritone?
That's a $1 million question. I mean,
it's not actually clear.
So no, not at all. Not at all. I mean, as a singing teacher, you come across, someone says, "Oh, tell me what I am." Well, you actually can't. It depends what the voice will do. You know, you can't say, "I'm a tenor, I'm a this, I'm that." I started life as a countertenor. I never knew what one of those was until someone said, "You are one."
And a countertenor is higher than a tenor.
It's the sort of the thing before the, or just after the castrati.
Segment 4.
Can you sing a scale as a countertenor?
Yeah, if I was going to sing a scale, I'd do... Maybe.
That's a fantastic noise. Wow.
Thank you.
And as a tenor...
And a baritone would be... So it's a different mix of colour, a different mix of range. However, the interesting thing with dealing with Domingo, his tenor voice has never been what you would call a traditional tenor colour. It's always been slightly special. It's always had this sort of darkening colour in the middle and the bottom. So therefore, going into a baritone role is probably quite a nice little thing to do.